USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Christmas Eve, and it's time for NORAD to begin its annual tracking of Santa Claus as he delivers presents across the world. While appearing Friday on Fox and Friends, Commander of the U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herk, explains how his agency started tracking Santa.
When a department store advertisement printed a wrong phone number, that phone number actually rang in the Continental Air Defense Command headquarters, and Colonel Harry Schaup answered the phone and realized really quickly that it was a young child looking for where was Santa Claus. He continued on the rest of the night answering calls from that errant phone number.
Few tourists are expected for Christmas Eve celebration in Bethlehem's Manger Square. Israel effectively suspending foreign travel following the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic and the recent surge of the Omicron variant. USA Radio News.
Take some of the worry out of winter driving. No one wants to get stuck. Discover Track Grabber. Long the extreme traction secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, Track Grabber keeps law enforcement from getting stuck. The Department of Justice uses Track Grabber. So does the South Dakota Highway Patrol. And many more. Now, Track Grabber's extreme traction is available to keep you from getting stuck. Skip the stuck. Put a set in all your vehicles. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as jumping. Cables. Be the hero this holiday. Give the gift of rescue. Track Grabber Extreme Traction is lightweight, easy to use and store, safe and very effective. Get all the details at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. Go now. Supplies are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Be a hero. Give the gift of rescue. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Many stores are open Christmas Eve to accommodate last-minute shoppers. Don't put off your shopping for too long because many retailers have reduced store hours today. Walmart, Best Buy, and other retail chains will be closing by 6 p.m., and many grocery stores will be closing early as well. The Unabomber is being treated at a prison medical facility in North Carolina.
The Unabomber was out of jail for a short time. Ted Kaczynski has been transferred from a federal supermax prison in Colorado to a federal prison medical facility located in North Carolina. He's now 79 years old. He's been in prison since 1976. He was convicted of sending a series of mail bombs between 1978 and 1995 that killed three people and wounded nearly two dozen. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is promising to purchase up to 500 million at-home COVID-19 test kits and make them available for Americans by early January. Many critics of the president are criticizing the administration for not anticipating the high amount of testing ahead of the holidays and making these tests available sooner. One critic, Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter, tells Fox and Friends First that getting these tests out sooner should have been a top priority.
These tests are not going to do us any good 6-8 months down the road. We need those tests now. That's what's so very important and so vitally important.
A congressional subcommittee is looking into natural immunity from COVID-19.
Earlier this week, a select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis held a remote hearing examining global coronavirus vaccination efforts. Here's some of that exchange between Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio and Dr. Marty McCary, a physician at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
If I can be honest, Representative Jordan, I don't think they want to know the answer. It would undermine the indiscriminate vaccination policy for every single human being, including extremely low-risk people.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.